Join me, please, in Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. I delight this morning in being with the Lord's people on the Lord's Day as we gather to participate in the Lord's Supper. I delight when a brother reads to us from the Word of God. I will praise the Lord, the psalmist says, and we heard it this morning. And then a brother praying, including the word awestruck. I think that's a nifty word for our response to what we are about to participate. And then I'm glad for songs. We've sung what I'm talking about this morning. We've sung Revelation 5. It's fun to hear all the voices gathered singing to the Lamb, and then allegiance to the Lamb. And I want you to know, it is pleasing to be at this vantage and see this impressive crew of young men about to serve us. Thank you, God. Revelation chapter 5. We find the witness, the revealer, John himself, who sees things and tells us what he sees. In this chapter, he says, I saw, I looked, I heard. And then he tells what he gained from his senses. First, he tells us, we're still in the throne scene. There is the one sitting on the throne. But now, if we look in the first verse, this one on the throne has a scroll in his right hand. And we're told that no one is worthy. First, the question is, who is worthy to open the seals and this scroll? And no one is worthy. Do you know? That's why we sing, worthy is the Lamb, right? We know because there is one who's worthy. But John, the witness, weeps. Here we're told he weeps loudly because no one is worthy. And then some of my favorite words in the whole Bible. One of the elders said to me, "Weep no more." Why? Why do we weep no more? Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. Notice this morning, first, this elder who says, "Weep no more," he doesn't say the Lamb has done something. He says the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And he says the Root of David. You understand that language ties us back to comments made last week out of Zechariah, the branch. And then you go to Isaiah 11, the root, the branch, both are talked about there. This is this imagery. And this is not the Lamb yet. It is the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Root of David. And why is this one worthy? We're told. This Lion of the tribe of Judah, this Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. You understand it is that conquering that gives him the power and the authority to do what he is about to do. And now we see, remember, this is all the words heard from the elder. Verse 6. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw another one of them, a lamb standing as though it had been slain. Sweet Lamb of God, we just sang. Lamb standing as if it had been slain, with seven horns and seven eyes. That's a different picture. That's weird. But seven, well, whatever, it's a lot of seeing and a lot of power suggested here in the horn. I said, and these seven eyes are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth, all powerful, all seeing Lamb, sweet Lamb of God. And he went and he took the scroll in the right from the right hand of him who's seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. That's the proper response. They are awestruck and they fall in worship. In fact, if you'll look the last verse of the chapter, verse 14, and then later, and the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. This morning, well, I'll tell you why. One of the reasons I puzzled about this is I was looking in Luke 22, the account of the last of the Passover meal, and there we're told Jesus says, Woe unto him who brought the troubles, and the disciples there gathered, turn to one another, start talking to one, who is it? And then they're told immediately after that, they also began to argue who was most important, who was chief among them. It seemed like they're like birds looking at the next bright thing that comes along. I don't know how, well, I'm encouraged in part by that because it makes me think they're not that much different than we are. They get it wrong. They see wrongly, and they turn and fuss about things that don't matter. Right there, in a moment, just when Jesus has said, this is the blood of the new covenant, they start arguing among themselves. We, here this morning, have a chance to learn from them. We have a chance to see something that makes us awestruck. It makes us willing to quietly, thoughtfully compose ourselves, bring our thoughts together and understand that worthy is the Lamb. I'm in verse 9, back in Revelation 5. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain. Here we say that this morning. We proclaim his death until he comes. You were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. That's why he's worthy. He conquered, and this is what's involved in the conquering. He died, and he lived again, and he conquered death. Then around the throne in verse 11, we see this myriad, we're told, thousands upon thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. String out that list, more and more added. He is worthy for that. So this morning, as we take our moment to compose our thoughts and compose our spirits and prepare to partake in the memorial meal which we have been commanded, I invite you to think about this list. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. It goes on, I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and in the sea, and all of them that is in them, saying, To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. I am pleased to join with you now as we remember the Lord's death until he comes.